We start with a connection between racism and the entire economy. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Top Federal Reserve policymakers have been speaking out amid the countrywide focus on racism in America, both by individuals and institutions. Today, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas on how stamping out racism would contribute to everyone's success. Robert Kaplan, thank you for joining us.
Good to talk with you, David.
Tell us about your current thinking about race and prosperity for all. I'm using prosperity for all instead of saying the economy.
The fact of the matter is that the better all of us do, the better the economy does. And what I mean by that, in particular, blacks and Hispanics have historically seen their rates of unemployment and their participation in the workforce lag the general population. We were able to close that gap somewhat in the last few years. Because of the pandemic, we've now taken a step backwards. And what I've said many times is blacks and Hispanics are the fastest growing demographic groups in this country. If they don't do well, if they don't participate fully in this economy, we're simply going to grow more slowly. We'll have slower workforce growth and we'll have slower productivity growth. And so it's very critical for all of us, for our future prosperity, that we find ways to have a more inclusive economy.
Well, I mean, put simply, it's everybody's problem, systemic racism, as far as it affects the economy and beyond.
Yes, it's all of our problems. And the challenge is there's a number of things that we're going to need to do to address it. I've spent a lot of time here at the Dallas Fed talking about, in particular, improving early childhood literacy, expanded pre-K, improving educational attainment, as well as beefed up skills training. Those would be some examples of real changes that we're making progress on, but we can do much better. I think that would help close this gap and would give us better GDP growth as a country.
Now, your chair, Jay Powell, this week testifying in front of the Senate Banking Committee, was asked a question about stemming inequality. And this is what he said. He said, a tight job market is probably the best single thing the Fed can do to support gains by all low and moderate income communities, and particularly for minority communities. I hear you and your colleague Raphael Bostic at the Atlanta Fed saying something different. In addition to lifting all boats, there need to be policies.
Yeah, so I agree with Chairman Powell that what we found going into the crisis is by having a tight job market, we were able to pull in underrepresented groups. The issue is, in order to have a tight job market and get underrepresented groups to fully participate, all the work we're doing here in research at the Dallas Fed suggests we need to improve early childhood literacy again, expand pre-K. And in addition, as I mentioned earlier, skills training is another vehicle. So I would call those structural changes away from monetary policy. These are things that need to be done at the state level, the local level, but junior colleges, high schools, local businesses, and it needs to be done nationwide. And if we do those things, as well as a number of other actions, I'm hopeful that would make it more likely that blacks and Hispanics would participate more fully in the workforce.
Robert Kaplan is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Thank you so much for the time.
Good to talk to you, David.
When I also asked Kaplan if, given the pandemic, our economy is doomed, he said absolutely not. But he told me the timing of the recovery depends on three things: the monetary policy the Fed controls, the spending policy Congress controls, and whether or not we wear our masks and keep social distancing where indicated. Marketplace also spoke to the Atlanta Fed's Raphael Bostic, the only black person to head one of the Fed's 12 banks. You can hear his interview about a more inclusive economy and other matters with my colleague Kai Rizdahl at marketplace.org if you missed it on the air the other evening. Markets, the FTSE in London is down about 0.1%. Here, Dow and S&P futures are reached down about 0.2%. We're tracking the economic fallout of a surge in COVID cases in parts of Arizona, Florida, Texas, California, Oregon, the Carolinas, and beyond. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Many of the states that are seeing COVID-19 spikes reopened their economies early. At the same time, more residents are being tested for COVID-19. So, are case numbers rising because more infections are being detected, or because there's more person-to-person contact to spread the virus? Epidemiologist Kumi Smith at the University of Minnesota says it's some of both. But bottom line, more people are getting sick.
What is undeniable is that hospitalization rates are increasing notably in these sort of Sunbelt regions.
And consumers are taking note, says John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult.
So in the country as a whole, consumer confidence continues to increase, but we're seeing a flattening in those regions in the South and in the West that have been most affected by the recent surge in cases.
Lear says where consumer confidence is stagnating, people will be less likely to go out and spend. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And we have a breaking story out of Europe involving evidence of a massive swindle at a German-based digital payment system called Wirecard. It's a smaller European competitor to, say, PayPal or Apple Pay. Auditors say more than $2 billion in cash seems to have vanished from the company's books. And according to the Financial Times, some third party may have tried to pull the wool over the eyes of the auditor. Wirecard stock is down 49% on the Frankfurt Exchange right now, cut in half. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.